This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls. 888-808-1019.
So when I do text messages, sometimes it's really annoying because I can't, like, I have to be locked into the grammar and the caps. Like, that's just how I am, right? So my wife, this is about the money again. She writes me a text about, it's well over an hour ago, right? And as soon as I go to break and I see it, I write her back. She says, hey, do you have any information on when you guys are going to the NCAA tournament and, you know, when you're going to leave, how long? It's going to help me out, set the week up with the kids, blah, blah, blah. I write back. I very detailed. Okay, I'll obviously find out Sunday night, but here's the deal. They play either Thursday or Friday. If they play Thursday and they win, they play Saturday, and then we return home. If they play Friday and they win, then they play Sunday. Then we return home. If they win two games, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Sunday, pardon me. Their next games won't be until the following week. We can go anywhere in the country, most likely Providence, though. If so, I'm going to drive, blah, blah, blah. If we have to fly, I'll fly with the team. I give her a whole detail. Perfect, right? And she writes back, oh, amazing. I really appreciate that. And then I write, I go, how about the Apple Pay? Doesn't respond. Like, I wrote the Apple Pay question immediately after I wrote her that lengthy.
Oh, meaning if she set you up with Apple Pay?
Because she told me that's the last I spoke to her in the car. She's like, I can bring you the wallet if that's the last resort. Like, she would have done it for me.
Or she could just set you up.
Or she could set me up with Apple Pay.
Yeah, you have, like, an Apple ID, right?
I have all that stuff.
Yeah, because then all she needs to do is connect a credit card or your debit card or whatever to your Apple Pay, and then you should be good to go.
Well, that's exactly what she said when I'm talking to her on the car on the way in today. What I don't get is, though, she sent me the text about the tournament with St. John's, and then I write her back, you can't give a more detailed itinerary than that. And then literally, as soon as I finished, I said, hey, by the way, what about the Apple Pay? She responded to the text about the St. John's trip.
And just ignores
nothing about the Apple Pay.
Maybe she didn't see it. Maybe she
moved on. No, she saw it. I saw it was red.
Oh, you got the red receipts.
Yeah.
Well, she does, because you could see on her end that she read it.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't like the red receipts.
I don't like that either. Now, with her, I don't mind, because it's my wife.
But you don't
want to respond right away to some people, and then you feel compelled. Eh, I kind of have to. They know that I read this.
Right. So, but you could turn that off, right?
Like, can you?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, Hoff, if I text you, oh, no, you're not
He's
even
not
Apple,
on
right?
Apple.
Zoo, are you on Apple? Neither of you guys got iPhones?
Yeah, man. Screw the system. We don't bow down to anybody.
Nobody knows when I read anything.
Yeah, I get that. I don't think that my read receipts, right?
This is read receipt.
Red receipt. Yeah, whatever. I don't think that I have
or
those.
Red past tense. Red receipt.
Yeah, it was a confusing one for me. I don't know.
Spelled the same way, though.
I'm pretty sure mine's off. I don't want people knowing if I read it. And I also don't want to see other people like, I'll give you an example. Let's just say we happen to text the manager of the New York Yankees. I don't know, just throwing it out there hypothetically. And I text him something and I saw that he read it. and didn't respond.
Start getting your feelings hurt.
Then I'd be like, like at least
yeah,
if
it works a couple ways there.
If he didn't respond and it was like the next day, I move on, I forget about it. But if like you saw that he read it and then nothing back.
It's funny you say that because I do look like if I sent something and I see that somebody read it and in my mind, if there's an, not an urgency, but there's an element of time sensitivity to what I'm right. sending to them as a text, and then I know that they read it, but there's not a fairly immediate response,
it's just like,
I'm wondering why, and I do take it a little personally.
Okay, sometimes you could, right? If maybe you're feeling a little sensitive, vulnerable,
sometimes,
whatever, insecure about things.
I'm a sensitive
same
person.
Way. Okay, and now, you and I, by the way, I'm asking Hoff and Zoo, they don't have it, but you and I have texts.
Yes.
I don't think your read receipts are on my phone. Do you see mine?
Now that you mentioned it, I don't.
Right, okay. So, then
so I guess it is shut off, but I see it from
right.
certain... I don't know. Is there like some sort of algorithm as to when you see the red receipt
no,
or
just,
not?
It's, I think
because I see it with certain people. I don't see it with you.
I think it's just as simple as that person, whoever's texting you, like your wife, mm-hmm. has hers on.
Yeah, but do you see it with me?
No.
Oh, you... But I've never shut mine
I don't
off.
Think so. I'm just
but I know
text
my
you right
wife
now.
Sees it with me.
Let me see. I'm going to text you something right now. Hold on. Yeah, E.T. Yeah. It comes up right now.
Don't curse, because
I'm not reading it. I'm
like turn anchor, man.
Hold on. Let me see one thing. Okay. Sent.
Okay.
I just heard the dingo.
Dude, I knew. I'll tell you, this is getting ridiculous here. When you were trying to, I didn't know you were writing. I was going to say, just write something about the baseball card game yeah. 7. And what does he write? I'll see you for a game 7 on Tuesday. That's what he writes. Okay.
Now, I
read it, obviously, and now you're writing something else with the
no,
with the
no, I just,
dots
that was an
bubbles.
Accident. Yeah, I just hit an accident, so okay. that should be erased now. But I said, so I sent you that. Now, on mine, it says delivered. It
yes.
doesn't show that you read it. Now, you want to text me something back.
Sure.
And then let's see if I, it should come up either red.
You should get it right now.
Yeah, I can't read that on the air. Now, does it bleep off is
yeah,
what it says.
That's what it says.
Now, does it on
mine
your...
Mine says delivered, not
okay,
red.
Right. So there you go. So
all
we're
right,
good to
okay.
go. I like that. I don't want people to
But I don't
know
understand the inconsistencies to what's red and what's not.
I think it's just an individual's choice. Like,
wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If I could go right now, probably just in your settings and change the
settings. Just give me the Apple Pay.
Well,
you
really are technologically challenged.
No, I don't think so at all.
No Venmo, no PayPal.
Well, I have Venmo.
Log into your company email.
Yeah, I haven't done that in years.
Yeah, but is that because you don't know how or because you don't know the password?
I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both.
And I did, honestly, the password, once that expired, I'm like, I'm not figuring this thing out.
Oh, my God.
Again.
These passwords,
enough.
Every month, it seems, this password and that password. Then you put it in, it's like, nope, you've already used that one before. Nope, that one doesn't have enough capitals or exclamation points.
I know. Or you already used this one prior.
Dude, and it's a problem because it's not just with work email. It's with everything.
I know.
Signing into the computer, getting into the phone, paying bills, going on the websites and paying these bills.
Dude, like just things for the teams I coach, Game Changer, Team Snap. You got passcodes for that.
I have a list of passcodes on my phone. It's the only way to do it.
Like, do you, in the notes section?
Yeah, I have to. Because there's so many of them.
Hope you don't get hacked.
Yeah, well, either way, what are they going to do with my Disney account? You're going to watch Moana 2? Good luck.
What about your bank accounts?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe my sign-in to that. But even so, like, my credit card numbers and stuff like that's not on.
Got it. You remember the story from crypto a while ago? I might have this off. Hoff, do you remember the story where some guy had, I want to say, like hundreds of millions in crypto, and he had like 10 codes to log in properly, and he was on the 9th one, and if you didn't get it on 10, it expired and you lose the money?
Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago. Do you remember hearing about that vaguely? No.
I do remember hearing that story
something
vaguely.
Like that.
Yeah, because I was messing around with some of that
crypto. Were you with
stuff.
Crypto?
Yeah,
I'm out. How to treat
now.
You?
Yeah, I'm out. Oh, actually, okay.
Really? You made a few bucks?
Well, yeah. Probably could have made more if I stuck with it, but right. I didn't have the stomach for it.
There you go.
After buying relatively high, then it went down. I was like, I'm out. But I waited till it came back up, and then I was like, okay, I'm out now. And also because I didn't want to deal with the less about the volatility of the Bitcoin in this particular case, more about the I don't trust it. The passwords and stolen.
That's what it was.
What happens if I die and my wife can't get into it? Like,
you have to list her as a beneficiary
I'm lucky I could sign in, let alone my wife.
Yeah. So I saw something. I was watching something on the stock market the other day. It's been a little rough here. But there's always, like, you look at any stock market trend generally, it doesn't matter who the president is, doesn't matter what's going on in the world, over the course of a 10-year stock market chunk, generally, it corrects itself, even with the high volatility, the ebbs and flows. Generally, 10 years, it kind of, you know what you're going to get. And somebody said on one of the shows I was watching, and I want you to take a guess, if you invested $100,000 in the stock market in 1980, how much money do you think you'd have today?
$1 billion?
No, not a billion. Come on, billion, no. $8 million.
Wow, okay.
$8 million. Well, I mean, 100 grand back in 80.
That's not that bad. How many millions are billions?
What?
How many millions equal billions?
999 millions equal billion.
So I was off then. So I was a little off with a billion guess. So
imagine that though, 100. Now again,
100,000 in 1980.
Well, I was going to say, police officers probably making $18,000-$20,000 in 1980, $25,000.
Just to correct that statement, it'd be 1,000 millions would be 1 billion.
1,000
billions.
1,000 millions would equal 1 billion.
Is that
1
true?
1 trillion.
I'm going to take your word for it. It sounds wrong, but I'm going to take your word for
it. You said 999. That would just be 999 billion.
Yeah, but then eventually you got to move from the millions to the billions.
So 1,000 million.
Whatever, who cares?
Now I'm even more confused
your word
about this whole thing. Yeah, 999 million something. Then the next dollar is billion,
I think. Either way, 100,000 back in 80 gets you about $8 million today.
Let's get, it would have been nice to invest in that. Alex is calling from East Quogue, holding for a while, wants to talk about Tibbs and Bridges. What's up, Alex?
He loves Tibbs.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Alex?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. You know, I was 100% against the Bridges trade. Now I am his biggest fan on earth. I'm glad he said what he did. By the way, who do you believe? Bridges, who has no reason to suddenly come out and say, hey, I met with Tibbs, I spoke with him about the minutes, and we had a talk about it. Or Tibbs, who then follows up and says, I never had a talk with him about that. Who do you believe?
Well, I mean, I think what you're fishing for is you want us to say that we believe Bridges because you don't like Tom Thibodeau. I think you're right here, even though I do like Tom Thibodeau, but I think that...
Right, but why?
Well, I think the reason why Tom Thibodeau would lie about that is, in his mind, I think he misplayed it, but I don't think it was from a place of malice, or I think he was just trying to snuff out anything that he thought could be an issue and get in the way of the goal. I don't think it was trying to be, like, outwardly and overtly deceiving, and I think he was just trying to keep it moving.
Yeah, that's
or
exactly
combative,
right.
Or combative, whatever.
Yeah, I think he was trying to protect the player here. I mean, he's probably a little sensitive to the minutes, but also trying to protect the player. This stuff doesn't happen. It hasn't happened with the Knicks.
No.
Which has been a great thing about this organization since Rose and Tibbs have buttoned things up there. You haven't had any leaks or any controversy or anything like that at all. And
not one.
And Bridges comes in, right? Not one that we could think of. I mean, off the top of our head, at least one that's been significant enough.
Rant about a few things with the fans, remember, with the thumbs up and the finger, but not anything internal like you used to have with Isaiah.
Oh, my God.
Some of the other malfunctions.
So I think Tibbs was just trying to protect his player here.
Interesting.
And then it becomes, he's lying and this and that. And maybe there was more to it. Maybe he was trying to protect his player and also just trying to teach him, we don't do this stuff outside. You could talk to me. We talk about things, whatever. We don't discuss that in the media because it's not going to be healthy for anybody. BT and Sal on the film. Come back. Get into Johnny's a little bit. We haven't done that, BT. Big East game. Of course, Big East tournament game two tonight, which we'll both be at the Garden for. So looking forward to that. We'll discuss them and continue with your calls as well.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.